final investigator interviewed for this program is Dr. Thomas Herzog, who's been a leader in the GOG, Gynecologic Oncology Group. And in our conversation, Dr. Herzog reviewed some of the key prior GOG trials, current studies, and future directions.
It's a cooperative group that's under the auspices of the National Cancer Institute and receives funding from the National Cancer Institute. So public funding is involved and obviously adds a layer of complexity in terms of execution of trials and design of trials. Where we are right now with GOG in regards to ovarian cancer is that we're a bit of a crossroads in that we've had some landmark trials that have gone extremely well, and all of which have come out in the last 10 or 11 years. So the first one that really has probably made a difference in everybody's practice is GOG-111. GOG-111 introduced the taxane era, and GOG-111 simply substituted paclitaxel for cyclophosphamide. A single substitution resulted in improvement in overall survival.
So, what kind of patients were this?
These were stage 3 and 4 ovarian cancer patients. These patients had a fair amount of bulk disease that was left behind. And I think the thing that was most remarkable was that the median survival went from 24 months to 38 months just by making that single drug substitution. So this really introduced the taxane era into clinical practice. But the standard at the end of the day in looking at the results of GOG-111 was really one of a cumbersome inpatient regimen in that the paclitaxel was administered over 24 hours and cisplatin also with its need for hydration and so on makes this a somewhat difficult regimen to give. It's not very patient friendly and it's not really very physician friendly in terms of being able to administer this in the community.